Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Just before we finish today, a good friend of mine, Jason O'Toole, who's a journalist, and Jason, by the way, is well known for a lot of his great work that he has done, including the autobiography of Brian Kelm, The Path to Power. He has talked to a lot of criminals over his years. Well, his latest venture is a play, and it's called The Intruder. And it is premiere, and when I say premiere, there's a rehearsal read tonight on YouTube, on the Hot Press YouTube page, and we're going to be giving you a link to that on our Twitter account a little bit later on. And it's seems like an amazing concept, and it stars Rex Ryan, who's Jerry Ryan's son, Charlene Gleason, and do you remember Dano from Love, Hate? Yeah, I know, he's a bit of a rough character, wasn't he, huh? Dano, I mean, not Jason Barry, the actor, who joins me on the line. Jason, good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon to yourself.
Good. Well, most people will know you as Dano from Love, Hate. By the way, do you hate the idea that that's what they know you as?
No, look, it's been quite a few years. I mean, initially when the show was on TV, you couldn't walk down the street.
I know.
It was just so popular. But I've kind of grown the hair a little bit now, so people don't recognise me as much.
Okay, so you're not kind of stereotyped as much nowadays. I've often wondered, Jason, just before we get to The Intruder, when you're an actor who plays, we were talking about this the other night, and we were talking about Red Rock, the TV show that was on TV3. And one of the actors, of course, played a paedophile. Right. And when you play the likes of a paedophile or a tough guy or a scumbag or a criminal, I mean, does that reflect on you as a person then when you're out on the street? Are people kind of looking at you, oh, there's that bleeding paedophile? Do people look at you like that?
They do. And with Dano, the character, a lot of people kind of steer clear of me. But then you're always going to have a few guys who kind of want to stand and have a chat and maybe think they can have a pop.
Right, yeah. Tough guy. Come on, tough guy. Let's see how tough you are now, huh?
I'm just an actor. You know what I mean? With a shaved head.
Yeah, and they'd shout over, all right, how's Niji, huh?
All that stuff. All that stuff. But honestly, for the most part, people are...
Absolutely.
People are pretty cool. Yeah, people are pretty cool.
Well, look, I mean, you're not just famous for that as well. You've also been... You were Thomas Ryan in Titanic. You also, more recently, by the way, you did voice acting for Call of Duty. Now, of course, video games nowadays are bigger than movies.
Yeah, well, we did the motion capture on that. So it's not even just the voice, it's your whole body and your face.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have the camera on your face and then little dots all around your body. And you kind of wear this very unflattering lycra suit.
Yeah, with little tennis balls all over you.
Like the lycra suit doesn't leave much.
No, I wouldn't think it does.
You go for a run before you. But yeah, no, so that was pretty cool. That was a really good way of acting. They're bigger than movies now.
They are. I mean, you look at the likes of GTA, I think it's taken in over $8 billion.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, and Call of Duty probably similar as well.
Yeah, you Call of Duty. Well, they crank a Call of Duty out every year, but they have three different companies making them.
Yeah.
So it takes two and a half years to get a game made. They're just churning it out like a machine because it's so valuable. But yeah, great for actors.
Well, let's talk about The Intruder. Now, Jason is, I know Jason very well, Jason O'Toole, a wonderful and amazing journalist, but he came up with this kind of concept when he was on The Jerry Ryan Show, and he got a kind of weird phone call after that particular interview with Jerry Ryan, you know, from a known criminal at the time. Yeah. And he came up with this kind of whole concept of, I suppose, the dangers of being a journalist, etc. Run me through kind of, without giving away too much, run me through the kind of basic gist of it for people who might want to watch it.
Well, yeah, basically what it is you have a journalist who's probably come home from a heavy night out, and when he gets back into the apartment, there's somebody waiting for him. And that person is a notorious crime boss who has a bone to pick.
That wouldn't be you, by the way, stretch of the imagination.
I always want to play the reporter, but I always get thrown the crime.
Yeah,
boss.
Yeah. You look the part, Jason, you know.
I know. And so basically the evening or the night is about, it's a cat and mouse tale of the two guys trying to figure each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just kind of a tale of two people making money out of crime. The journalist is making money out of crime because he writes his books and he writes his stuff for the papers.
Yeah.
And then you have the crime lord making his money out of crime. And then, like, which is worse?
Yeah.
Which is the real villain of the piece?
Yeah.
And we kind of play with that through the evening until it comes to kind of a nasty end towards the end.
But we don't want to know the end of it yet because we want people to watch it.
Yeah, of course.
And when you were making this, I mean, I suppose I can think of it as you know, being on radio too, because throughout my time, and particularly maybe more a few years ago, we used to do a lot of controversial stuff, particularly in the nighttime show. And you know, we got a few death threats every now and again. I remember actually a detective telling me one stage when we got this person had been texting and saying they wanted to kill me, and he says, "It's not the ones that tell you about it; it's the ones you need to worry about."
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. silent but deadly.
Yes, the ones that don't tell you.
Well, it's always, they say, if you're going to get into a fight, don't go for the big guy. Watch out for the little guy who's going to come running at you, because you never know. But
okay, yeah. So what can people expect, by the way? Because they can tune in tonight, by the way. It's at 9 o'clock, and we're going to put a link up.
Press. Yeah, it's going to be on Hot Press. And fair play to Hot Press for putting this on, because I don't think they've ever done anything like this before. So, you know, what we did was we kind of played around with it for 3 days, read it a bunch of times, and then we recorded it. So yeah. Like, it's very much a rehearsed reading. But we found some good stuff within those 3 days. To really kind of hopefully bring it off the page.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a dark piece, it's a wild ride. I think when it does get up on stage, which I'm sure, I've no doubt it will, when it gets back to normal, I think it'll be an electric night for people to watch it.
Yeah, it sounds like a brilliant idea, and I almost think of Misery as well. Remember that movie Misery? Actually, many years ago.
It's very similar to that. It's a psychological battle, and it's interesting the way you wrote it, because one minute you feel like the crime, old Nick, which is the character I play, he's on top, like he's winning. And then all of a sudden the reporter kind of turns the tails, because the reporter's quite smart with the way he uses his words and kind of annoys the crime lord. So it's an interesting cat and mouse tale. But I think you're right. I think Misery is a pretty good kind of way to look at it.
Yeah, good comparison. Yeah. I mean, that was a terrifying psychological thriller, what Misery was. And this does seem like a great psychological thriller. And when you're involved in something like that, I suppose you want to read this with passion and make it believable.
Yeah.
And I know people have talked about method acting in the past. Do you find that you get yourself into the mindset of that character, of that criminal, you know?
Well, you do. I mean, there's been a few times where I didn't tell Jason that I was sitting in his bedroom at night time, so I didn't tell him that, and I just left quietly.
Just to get a bit of practice in, wasn't it?
A little bit of practice, just to see what the button he is.
Yeah.
Look, ultimately, for an actor, it's all in the writing.
Yeah.
So if you've got good writing, and the writing dictates where the character goes, you can play around with it a little bit.
Yeah, make it believable.
But it's all about the writer. And I think, obviously, Jason is writing from what he knows here.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to do a huge amount of kind of research or anything like that, because Jason kind of did all.
Oh, he's in it. Look, I've read a lot of Jason stuff, and he writes for, of course, most of the newspapers as well, but he's an amazing writer.
He is. And it's fantastic to see him go on and do a play. I remember he mentioned it, because I've known Jason for quite a while. He mentioned it to me a couple of years ago, and I said, just go do it.
Yeah.
And then he went and did it, and he sent it to me, and it was like, this was really good. I think this is something that we could actually get up on the stage.
And of course, just to mention as well, you're working with Charlene Gleeson and also Rex Ryan, who's Jerry Ryan's son. I was going to say daughter.
Charlene's my sister-in-law.
Yeah. Keep it in the family, Jason. Keep it in the family.
Got to keep them happy.
Are you related to Rex in any way, by the way? Just just out of curiosity. Yeah, I'm only asking. But look, I looked a little bit at the preview, and it looks absolutely amazing. And it's really intriguing. I think it'll really draw people into the story. Because I think everybody can kind of relate to that story, the kind of cat and mouse story. But just to remind people again, we're going to put a link up on our Twitter account as well, on our Facebook page, and it's a link to a YouTube. So it's on tonight on the Hot Press YouTube channel at 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. It's going to be great. And if it does turn into on-screen play or on-stage play, which it will, hopefully when COVID over, I'm hoping you'll play the part then as well, won't you?
Well, we shall see. We shall see. I would definitely want to, but you never know.
And what's next for you, by the way, Jason? Anything coming up in Hollywood for you?
I just moved back from LA, actually. So I moved back in April. So
I'd say Hollywood is kind of dead at the moment. Is it nothing
Hollywood
really?
Dead.
Yeah.
And I think that the pandemic has basically shown people that you don't necessarily need to live in LA. No, Hollywood's not dead. It's just dead in LA.
Yeah.
Because Hollywood's all over the place.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's just showing people that you don't necessarily need to live in LA the way it used to.
Do you think, by the way, somebody texted in and said, Niall, will they ever revisit Love Hate? Do you think it would ever work to bring it back again?
I don't think so. I mean, I had coffee with Stuart Carlin a couple of weeks ago, and it's not even on the radar for those guys. I think, look, you know, when you get, you know, lightning in a bottle, you don't want to kind of ruin it and come back and destroy it a few years later on. So I would probably say no. Plus, Ireland and Dublin's a little bit has changed since that time as well. So I would say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at Jason. It's been lovely talking to you, Jason Barry.
Great stuff,
I appreciate you coming on the air. I just called you Dano, so everyone will know I'm Dano. Jason, listen, I'm looking forward to it myself. I'll keep an eye out for tonight, all right? Thank you very much.
Thanks a million.
Don't forget, go to the YouTube channel, and it's the Hot Press YouTube channel at 9 o'clock tonight, okay? 9 o'clock tonight, June the 10th, 9 o'clock tonight. And they're going to do a read-through. You'll see the three of them on stage doing a read-through of what is a wonderful concept and a wonderful story by Jason O'Toole, the writer and journalist. And basically, he was on the Jerry Ryan Show many years ago. After the show, he got a call from a very well-known criminal. And I suppose it made him think about this idea of the criminal being in the journalist's house when he arrives home, or the talk show's house, when he arrives home, and the two of them trying to figure each other out. I don't want to go too much into the story because I think it's great, with some wonderful surprises along the way. And it's a great, dark, deep thriller. So have a listen to it tonight. It's on the YouTube channel at 9 o'clock on Hot Press, and there's a link on our Twitter account and our Facebook page as well. There you can have a look, all right? Just if you want to catch up on it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.